The Conservative Party dominated Britain's political scene for most of the 20th century. Conservative prime ministers such as Baldwin, Churchill, Macmillan, and Thatcher are among the most venerated political names in British history. With the Labour Party in power for the last 6 years, the Tories have languished in opposition. From London, NPR's Guy Raz reports that the Tories' future looks bleak.
The Tory Party is the Western world's oldest political movement. In the last two decades of the 20th century, this voice was the confident personification of Tory rule.
I stand before you tonight, my face softly made up and my fair hair gently waved, the Iron Lady of the Western world.
Margaret Thatcher's Conservatives prevailed for so long that political writers were all but tolling the death knell for Britain's left-wing Labour Party. And then, fatigue set in, or at least that's the way the Conservatives' current leader, Ian Duncan Smith, sees it.
The problem really was that the public had, in part, grown tired of the same government. And along came Labour, who had up until then been fairly unelectable because of their very strong socialist views. And embodied in Mr. Blair was a man that he was able to persuade the public that somehow you could have the Conservative Party without the Conservatives.
Ian Duncan Smith, or IDS as he's known here, is everything Margaret Thatcher was not.
Do not underestimate the determination of a quiet man.
This was his call to arms at a party meeting late last year. And since then, Duncan Smith's Conservatives have gone from weak opposition to irrelevant opposition. That's the diagnosis of one of the party's own grandees, Kenneth Clark.
It's astonishing that the party which was the natural party of government in this country, certainly until 1992, is now so weak and comparatively ineffective as an opposition. And the Labour Party, which looked finished, really, at the end of the 1980s, is now dominant to a degree which no party's been throughout the 20th century.
Other Tory leaders, including Michael Heseltine, the man who served as Thatcher's deputy, are also panicking.
There is not an effective, articulate opposition in this country today, and that's extremely unhealthy.
According to political scientist Anthony King, the Tories' main problem can be summed up in two words, Tony Blair.
They have absolutely no sense of direction. And the reason they have no sense of direction is that Tony Blair is Britain's first Conservative Labour Prime Minister. He has stolen not merely their clothes while they were out bathing, but their shoes, their hat, and everything else. And they have no ideological space that they can identify as uniquely their own.
Blair's pushed traditional Tory issues, privatizing industry, lowering taxes, and cracking down on crime. But beyond the issues, party members are saying the uncharismatic Duncan Smith isn't capable of going head-to-head with Tony Blair in parliamentary debates.
Ian Duncan Smith. Last year, the Prime Minister told this House that the tax on pension funds, which his Chancellor imposed, was justified because, and I quote, of the buoyancy of the stock market. Does he now regret that statement?
No, I don't, Mr. Speaker.
The newspapers haven't been particularly kind to Duncan Smith either. Some of the nastier scribes regularly refer to him as Ian Duncan who? The Daily Express, one of Britain's many notorious tabloids, recently reported that Duncan Smith was stopped at the door of a Conservative Party gala. The guard didn't know who he was. Peter Hitchens is a Conservative columnist for the Mail on Sunday.
When one looks at the way in which Mr. Duncan Smith became leader, one just wonders how many people voted cynically for a leader who they knew couldn't last.
Late last year, when it seemed Duncan Smith might not last, he lashed out at his critics.
Over the last few weeks, a small group of my parliamentary colleagues have decided consciously to undermine my leadership. We cannot go on in this fashion. My message is simple and stark. Unite or die.
But the situation is already dire. Polls here show that the party doesn't have any hope to win the next general election, as Tory MP Kenneth Clark notes.
Some of my colleagues get so gloomy they sometimes muse as to whether this could be terminal. And at the very short-term issue is whether we are going to go third behind the Liberal Democrats.
Britain's traditional third party. For his part, Duncan Smith sees the Conservatives as their own worst enemy.
If we're only ever seen as rowing and arguing, then ahead lies a terrible future of a party which is unable to get re-elected. And we live for government. We don't live for opposition. Political parties live to be in government.
For now, though, Ian Duncan Smith's Conservatives will have to settle for living in a small, dark corner of a House of Commons annex room, the place reserved for the opposition. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.